right. We'll go back to the phones. Billie Jean is in Ridgeland with a question. Billie Jean, go ahead.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a trust that my husband died 7 years ago. We were living in Virginia. I'm originally from Mississippi, but the trust is in the hands of an elder care attorney, and the trust is in my husband's name, but the trust immediately came into effect when he died, and I have never been able to get the trustee who was named by my husband to let me know what is in the trust. He will not divulge the amount in the trust. And I am living in a house that the trust, my husband's trust, paid for here. It's a lovely house. But the fact that I've talked to people about this, and no one has ever heard of that happening, that this man will not tell me what is in the trust. I have the trust document, but it says I'm the beneficiary, but it doesn't, of course, it doesn't divulge what is in the trust, and neither does this trustee who's apparently got a $10 million house in Virginia.
Okay.
I just wonder if you could tell me something.
Well, I think
I could do.
It sounds like what has happened here, ma'am, is that your husband, you know, respectfully, he passed 7 years ago, and he had his assets directed towards a trust for your care. And it sounds like, and I don't mean any offense by this, that he did not name you as the trustee. In other words, he did not name you as the controller of those assets. But apparently you are the only beneficiary or one of the prime beneficiaries. Now, with regard to having access to the trust document, you have that trust document. Now, with regard to having access to knowing what the inventory of that trust is, a person can put provisions in his trust such that he doesn't require the trustee to provide accountings. Now, in other words, your husband could do that. Now, probably he may have not even known that he did that, because a lot of times you have attorneys do different things, and these documents are very thick, and folks don't know exactly, you know, every minutia that's in these documents. But it also sounds, ma'am, like you have approached an attorney in Mississippi, and I think you do feel like you're represented competently. But I will say, and you hate to have this happen, but if it's necessary, you know, a pleading can be filed in Chancery Court, and there's probably not a single Chancery judge in Mississippi that's not going to require a written periodic accountings to be given to you from day one of the trust's inception throughout. The problem that you're having is that, you know, that's a cumbersome process, that's an expensive process, it's time consuming. And I know it's probably difficult, you know, for you emotionally
Power
to sort
on,
of have to go
no
through
battery.
This, and it's probably not
Frequency.
Something that your husband intended.